the one thing that separates hell from purgatory, when you know it and understand it and apply it to your life, will dramatically change your life forever. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, for you to understand it, you don't need to buy this book, but at least let me explain it to you. So some time ago, a book was translated from the Latin to the English, and it's called The Visions of St. Francis of Rome. She was a mystic that God took to see hell, purgatory, and heaven. Mostly she describes the sufferings of hell, but then she makes this transition into purgatory, and that's where I want to take you, because I want to see the one thing that she begins to mention. In the name of the Most Holy Trinity, here begins our discourse on purgatory, in which, with God's gracious help, the visions which were shown to Blessed Francis and which she revealed to her spiritual father will be described. After the conclusion of all her various visions of hell, which are described in the chapters above, the saint related that she was then led away to see purgatory. This realm, she testifies, consists of three divisions or levels: lower, middle, and upper. She perceived at the entrance to purgatory a great sign made of shimmering crystal. It bore the following inscription, written in letter of vibrant, opalescent brilliance: "Behold the realm of true purgation, a land of hope, not of desolation." And there it is, that one word, hope. Let's talk about that. Hope is the red-headed stepchild of the three theological virtues: faith, hope, and love. We leave hope behind. So let's talk about what it is, because according to St. Francis of Rome, and she's right, it's the key difference. What you see in hell is despair or hopelessness, both of those. And then you all of a sudden enter this different realm. And that's the one key difference, the thing that she mentions towards the beginning. Hope is the thing that takes and has the power to take a soul from the bottom, from the lowest level of purgatory, up to the top and into the very heavens. So what is it? In thinking about it the other day, this is really what came to me. Hope is the thing, is that virtue that opens up us so that it allows God's action in our lives. It allows God to work in your life and to do things, to change things, to do these incredible things that you otherwise could never have hoped would have happened. It could be the case that a person believes in God and loves God, but doesn't allow God to change their life or their world. We could believe, I believe that God is there, and I love the God that is there, but I don't have any hope that he can change the world. This is the thing that we are missing, because hope facilitates change. And that's the biggest thing that we need in our own personal lives and the lives of people around us and in the world around us. This is something that you see incredibly lacking in the church right now. There isn't this sense of this hope that God can come in here and, for instance, heal people or convert people or grow the church. Whereas when you see hope in a high level in a saint, they're the type of person that no matter what the obstacle is, because they have hope that things can change, that God is powerful, they do all types of things. A notable person that's an obvious one that I should say would be Charlie Kirk. He is someone who had a high degree of the virtue of hope. That's why he was able to do so many things. Hope is almost like this type of a childlike naivety where you sort of, where you believe in, so to speak, Santa Claus and these kind of, Santa Claus is real, by the way, but you believe in these, you have this childlike hope, this childlike desire or belief that God can do anything, that anything can happen. In some ways, all of the things that happened to my wife and I in Rome, especially the meeting of St. Carlo Acutis, happened through the virtue of hope. We believed that it was possible. That's why we asked for it in the first place. Now, our belief was, our hope in it was very thin. We didn't really, really, really think that it would happen, but there was a tiny grain of hope, and that's all that God needed. It's this doorway through which the action of God can pass. So if hope is the one thing that makes the difference in purgatory, that it turns the fires, because some people talk about, some saints and mystics talk about that it's the same fire, but the effect is different in those in hell because they have despair, because they do not hope in God. The only thing the fire does is punish them endlessly. It never gets them anywhere. Whereas those in purgatory, presumably it's a similar or a same type of spiritual fire. That hope makes a difference to where that fire can change them and bring them from very sinful and caked on mud of sin and all these defects and all whatever it is that clings onto us after sin, that they could become brilliant, luminous, celestial beings. I mean, that's the power of hope. We believe that God can change us. And so if hope can radically allow a soul in purgatory to be transformed from the bottom to the very threshold of purgatory, what they call that threshold, or that final stage of purgatory, if it's the thing that allows them to get from bottom to the top, then how much is it something that could radically transform the earth? So since we know that the souls in purgatory can intercede for us, and whenever someone intercedes, they give what they have. So if there's a saint that's very, you know, very faithful, and we ask them to pray for us, they can transmit to us the virtue of faith that they had in their life. So if the thing that the souls in purgatory have is hope, that's one of the things that we should be asking for. Souls in purgatory, as I pray for you, pray for me, fill me with your hope that the action of God can work in my life, that the door to God's action can be wide open, so that if God can do it, I believe that it can happen. I have hope that it will happen, and I will not be an obstacle to whatever it is that God wants to do for me to be healed, converted, my children to be healed and converted, for whatever is happening in your life and whatever obstacles to be removed, for God to show up, but not just in small ways, but also in grand and glorious ways. My friends, if there's one thing that the souls in purgatory have taught me, it's to love hope, because it will change your life forever. I want to thank one of the sponsors of this video, Rosary Experience. Rosary Experience is a video streaming platform for the Holy Rosary. Experience over 3,000 visual and audible ways to pray the Rosary. Rosary Experience immerses you visually and audibly into the holy mysteries of the Holy Rosary, as though you are transported physically there with Jesus and Mary. If you are someone who gets distracted in praying the Rosary, check out this app. It's on iOS only, and there will be a link down below in the description. My friends, if this video has helped you in any way, please like and subscribe and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.